Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. It's such a joy being here, and I love being able to switch over and be on a new station and new people. And it's interesting, as I've been going through all your fan mail and going through all of people's letters and their requests, I've had a program for many years now called Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life, that is literally just broken through barriers and walls and hurdles for people, changed their lives. We've had weekend programs, and people call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, saying, Nicole, this is it. This is the key. This is the epiphany. This is the one thing that I've been waiting for my whole life. And I love when people share that information, because when people come to my weekends and they come to my workshops or they come and they work with me, it's been my goal from the very beginning that people never see me again. I mean, if they could run into me in a store, they could run into me in an airport and give me a hug. But I wanted people to, in that moment, to have a life-changing event, not to have to do exercises that, you know, would take months, or diaries, or having things posted in the refrigerator, or little cards. I really wanted people to be able to have a life change, an altering change, a relationship with their body that would create a difference forevermore. And that's how I came up with the Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life program. And so many people have been asking me if I can go through it again. People that have been either to my programs, have heard me talk about it on my radio shows or on the TV shows. And so I decided to take tonight, as we're going into spring, and this is the first day of spring and the rebirthing of spring and a time for the renewal of life, that I would share this program. And so as I go through it, you may want to take notes, so I can go ahead and give you a couple minutes to do that. And please feel free to play this recording again. And if you would like a copy of this show, please feel free to go to the BBS radio station, or you could always send a text message to 55678, just to 55678, and the message is Nicole, and you can get a copy of tonight's show or any of my shows downloaded for the past few years and just listen to them over and over and really have a chance to allow that to permeate and to become part of your knowingness. So I'm going to start at the very beginning, the very, very beginning. For me, the very first physical motion of the human body is the ability to reach. And I teach the reaching program, and so I'm going to very carefully go through that with you today. But if you think about it, when you're born, a baby screams, it finds his voice. But the very first physical motion of the human body is the ability to reach. That's why they put a mobile above a baby's head, and it reaches for the mobile, or it reaches, you know, for someone leaning in on it, on their hair or their fingers or a necklace, or finally it reaches for its toes. And when the reach gets strong enough, we roll over. And someday I will teach you about enlightenment and how that's the very first motion of enlightenment, which is that circle of life. But if you think about it, babies actually don't learn to walk. They get up and they start to toddle. They naturally walk. But when somebody reaches their hands out and that baby goes to reach for someone, we learn to balance. And our natural instinct is the ability to reach. We should be able to reach our goals, our finances, our dreams, our love. It's our natural instinct to be able to reach. And it's only when we're stopped from reaching, when we go to be picked up and we lift our arms at somebody, we want to be picked up for a hug, and somebody says, not now, and we become totally dejected, or we reach for a cookie and someone slaps our hands, or we reach for something and somebody tells us not to reach for that, or we start to run across the street and we're yelled at and told not to run. When we are stopped from the process of reaching, that's when the body becomes sick and ill. When we are drawn back, when we are pulled back, and when we are reined in. So in order to be able to allow yourself to achieve the success, the dreams, the goals, everything that you desire, it is reconnecting with that ability to reach. And once you're able to reconnect with your ability to reach, you can reach your goals, your dreams, your finances, your love, anything you ever wish, want, and dreamed is naturally, instinctively meant to be yours. You should be able to connect with that. When you go to shake somebody's hands, are you reaching them? When you are talking to somebody, are you, is your words reaching that somebody's heart? When you pick up a fork or you pick up a spoon, is that food? When you are reaching inside yourself with that nourishment, do you know where it's coming from? When you're showering, do you understand the water? When you're reaching, your ability to reach, to connect with all that is, the planet, the earth, the sky, the rain, the wind. Once we have that understanding and the power of reach, we are aligned with the universe, with the oneness of all that is. We are in flow. We are in consciousness. And the world literally opens its doorways for us to have what we understand to be heaven on earth. So that's number one, which is the reaching process. Now let me talk about how do you find for yourself your right body, your right food, your right nourishment, your right exercises. And so going through a Transform Body, Transform Your Life program, the very first thing I like to do is ask people to go back to when they were in that nursery. Go back to the time when you were learning to reach. And I love to know things like, did you have hardwood floors? Or did you have carpet? I want to know if sounds, if you can hear motion as a sound, like the clicking of the heels on a floor, or if there's a softness to motion. I want to know if you have drapes on the windows or if there were shutters and light. I'd like to know the color of the room and if colors affect your motion, or pictures, if there were little nursery pictures on the walls or the alphabet, because as you were learning to move, what you saw, what you felt, what you heard is all connected to the ease in which your body moves, the way that you first instinctually learned to move. Then when you were a baby, did you have one of those little bouncy things that bounced up and down, or did you have something that would swing you and rock you to sleep? So is there an up and down motion to your body, to your energy, or is there a motion that sways and goes back and forth? Maybe great things happen in your life and all of a sudden you go back, and great things happen in your life and you take a step back. And for other people, things are wonderful and they come crashing down. Things are wonderful and they come crashing down. And so what motion do you relate to in your life? The up and down motion, one that swings side to side and rocks and cradles. Really important when you're learning all about how your body learns to access things, how your body learns to move, how your body chooses. You know, for myself, I never learned to crawl. You know, my parents actually took me to doctors and said, how is this possible? This little baby at only a couple months old just got up and started to walk. And they didn't know that I would become a dancer or an athlete or a, you know, real acrobat and contortionist and all the things I've done in my life. They just knew I had a propensity for movement beyond the natural movement. So what were your natural movements? What were the things that you loved to do? What were the things? And all of that is really important when you look at vehicles that you had, even as a child, if you had a bicycle, for instance. You look at if you had that bicycle and why you would ride that bicycle. Did you ride that bicycle as a form of transportation to get you to school? Did you ride that bicycle because all your friends were doing it, so you rode that bicycle to be with all of your friends? Did you ride that bicycle because you had a bad life or a bad childhood, or you were in danger and that was your escape route to be able to ride and to get away? And when you look at why you chose motion, if you were running and that bike was your way out, your freedom from a bad situation, if it was your transportation, if it was the way that you played or the way that you made friends, physically, you will connect to those things as well. So as we go on, I'd love you to take that pen, write down and really think about your motion, really think about everything that you love, everything that you dream of, everything that you want. And when we come back from break, we will go more into the Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life program.
let me ride in your car. We're gonna get out of town so far away. We're gonna fall.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living talking about how to transform your body and transform your life. Before the break, I was talking about childhood, the motion from a newborn, that the very first motion of the human body is the ability to reach, and how when we reconnect with that ability to reach, how we can reach our dreams, our goals, our finances, our love, everything we've ever wished for, wanted, dreamed of, or desired, we can rekindle, reignite, and literally align with when we realign with our reach. I was talking about when you were a baby, the motions, whether you were in a crib and asking about the colors, about the floor, about the drapes, about the sounds, about the pictures that you see and how you relate to the motion. The next, I was talking about the first motions you remember, whether you had one of those little bouncy things up and down or something that rocked you. And if that motion in your body, you go forward and back. It's really interesting. I had a client once. I was teaching at a millionaires to billionaires conference, and this guy had a teeter-totter in his backyard, you know, a little seesaw, and he had a really, really mean older brother. And that his brother, every time he was on top, his brother would get off and he would come crashing down. And it was a very painful experience for him. And then his brother, of course, would tell him, you know, weeks later, months later, whatever, I won't do it anymore. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, play with me again. And then they play and it would be fun and it would be great. And all of a sudden he'd be on top and his brother would get off and start to laugh and he would come crashing down and get hurt. And this was a good portion of his childhood. And as an adult, he made millions of dollars, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And every time he made all of this money and every time he was on top of the world, something would happen in his life and he would come crashing down, bankrupt, you know, and all of a sudden he'd start over again. Several times he went from millionaire to bankruptcy, because the pattern in his life was every time he was high, he would come crashing down. I had another client, a very famous author, and he had a bicycle, but he was never allowed to cross the street. So he was only allowed to ride to the end of his block. So he was never allowed to go where he wanted to go. He never had permission to move forward. So therefore, all of these things in his life would only get to a certain point, and then he never achieved success. And once he worked with me and realized that was his patterning, all of a sudden he was became this breakthrough author. And now he's probably one of the most successful authors of all time. But it's interesting how we hold these patterns in our behavior. I have one of my clients, and unbelievable, incredible, amazing entrepreneur, does more than almost anybody I ever know. And from where he was from, they used to have the state tests where they would have to run and jump and do hurdles or whatever it was every year. And he was not a great athlete as a child. And he's super smart. He just wasn't an athlete. But they had this one challenge where they had a chin-up bar and they had to hang on. And he could hang on longer than any other kid. And even when the test was over, the challenge was over, he was still hanging on. And when the test was over and the kids were leaving, they were still calling his name. And he was still hanging on even when the other kids were leaving the gym, just to prove that he could hang on longer than any other kid. And he grew up and he became a successful entrepreneur, and he was partnering with somebody who was really not in integrity, but he hung on to that business relationship. He did not leave that partnership because he was so good at hanging on. He was in a marriage that did not work, and he was hanging on to this marriage the minute he did this work and realized what his physical pattern was that was connected to his emotional pattern. The minute he was able to let go, his whole life changed. He ended up leaving that company, forming his own company, becoming like one of the top Fortune 500 companies in the world, married this beautiful woman, have beautiful kids. His whole life shifted and changed just by being able to let go. And so sometimes we don't even realize where these patterns come from. I had a client who, you know, when I talked to her and she would tell me when she was 7 and how beautiful she was, and she was 8 and we would go through her childhood and her life. And then all of a sudden she was telling me a story when she was 11, how her aunt was beautiful. So I knew something happened between 7 and 8 when she was beautiful, and 11 when now beauty was on the outside and no longer inside of her. And when she was 8 years old, almost 9 years old, her sister told her she had fat feet. Now we think about that and say, what's that? You know, a sister said something mean. In her mind, her sister kept telling her she had fat feet, and she hated her feet. And she had this whole relationship where she hated her feet, and she grew up to not be able to take a stand for herself. She was in a relationship where somebody beat her severely. She was never able to speak up. She was never able to stand up for herself. She was never able to follow her dreams and her path and always do what other people wanted. The minute that she remembered that her sister told her she had fat feet, we went through this whole thing, and it was an amazing process, and all of a sudden, she's now this very strong, powerful woman. She's safe. She's out of this relationship. She now has a very successful company on her own, and her whole life changed. So it's important to look at these patterns and to see, you know, the why we do what we do. Very often I work with people who, if you've ever been to a gym and you've seen somebody that they don't exercise, they're just talking to people. Very often that could be somebody who was in Little League and they were benched. They never got to play. So exercising to that person might be showing up and socializing. So there are people at the gym that exercising to them is showing up and socializing. And so when you go through all of these physical patterns and you look at who you are, you look at if you're a day person, if you're a night person, if you like light, if you like dark, if you prefer to be indoors, if you prefer to be outdoors. One of my favorite things to look at with somebody is if they were in a team or individual sports. It's very interesting. This is one of the patterns I think that affected me the greatest of all of the physical patterns at a personal level is the fact that I was never on a team. The only team that I was ever on was gymnastics team, but gymnastics team is a whole bunch of individuals, you know, but you are not working. It's not like a soccer team or a basketball team or a football team or a lacrosse team. And everything that I've done physically has been unique. I mean, I'm a dancer. I'm an aerial acrobat. I'm a contortionist. I'm a trapeze artist. I ride bareback horses. I race sailboats. I high dive 25 feet in the air, you know, off cliffs into raging oceans. I figure skate. Whatever it is that I've excelled at physically has been an individual sport. Never in my life have I excelled or even been part of, not once in my life, a team or a team sport. That's really important. That's really important. So if I'm choosing a career path, I'm here today talking to you on the radio. I'm here talking to you on the radio or interviewing a guest. It's very different than working for a company where everybody works together. If you were fabulous and you were part of a team, it might be really important for you to be on a team, to work in a team, to have other people that you are assisting and other people that are assisting you to achieve that success, that collaboration, that cooperation might be the thing that you strive for, that you thrive from. That's so important. And then if you weren't a team, who were you? Were you the captain? Are you the protector? Are you the defender? Are you, you know, to know who you were, because that's going to say now it's really important that this is who you are. I was working with a client and she was very overweight. And one of her bosses had called me and said, can you work with her? I'm really worried about her health and her life. And I said, absolutely. She called me up and she said, you know, Nicole, oh, Nicole. She said, when I was young, I used to have such a beautiful body and it was so great. And, you know, before my kids and before my life and before my whatever. And now I don't want to do anything and I'm just on the couch and I can't motivate myself to exercise. And she went through all of her whatevers. And then as she's saying that, she said, and my friends, you know, they're like walk around the neighborhood and they want me to go with. And I really don't want to do that. I really don't want to go with them. And my other friends are like going to curves and they want me to go with them and I don't really want to do that. And I have other friends that are, and she's telling me all of this. And we started going through her life pattern. We started going through her childhood. We started going through things, you know, that excited her, that motivated her, that made a difference in her life. She was the valedictorian. She was the class president. She was the team leader on her soccer team. She went through all of these things. She was a leader. She was a leader. There was nothing in her that wanted to follow anyone. She wasn't going to follow her friends around the block. She wasn't going to follow her friends to curve. She wasn't going to follow anyone. So what we did is we found an athletic association in the state that she lived. She lived in the Midwest. And if you ran an event or organized an event, you got to be part of this organization for free. So we made her an organizer. She was a team leader. She organized a walk, some sort of nature walk. And all she had to do was tick off people's names on the clipboard. She walked first. Everybody walked behind her. She lost 30 pounds the first month. So when you understand who you are, how your body reacts to something, it makes an amazing change, an amazing difference. If you won ribbons, if you won awards, if you won trophies when you were a kid, if you had all these horse ribbons, if you had all these bowling trophies or all these baseball trophies or whatever it is that you had, you know, I was Little Miss Everything. I had trophies bigger than my body. Then is it important that you become Salesman of the Month? It is important that you are recognized for the work that you do. Is that a pattern in you? Or are you somebody who you got a certificate, you throw it in a drawer and it's still in a ribbon somewhere and that wasn't very important? Also, what you wore. You know, if you had team uniforms, if you walked around in your team uniform all the time, if you walked around in your little tutu and your ballet slippers, if you walked around in, you know, Batman pajamas or Superman pajamas or Wonder Woman or whatever it is that you had, but if you dressed in little outfits, whether that be your team uniform, you know, your swim team jacket or your meet or whatever that you had, if you had uniforms that signified who you were and you connected to that clothing, that it is important now that you dress for success. It's important you're in a suit. It's important that you have the right outfit and support, because the how you dress connects to the power and the energy of the physical body. If that wasn't important to you, it's not going to be important to you now. So knowing where those pieces are, where those connectors are, how you allow yourself to move forward, finding the right exercises for you. I had a client that I was working with, and oh my goodness, one of the brightest men that I have ever come across on the planet, just unbelievably bright. And I took him on as a client, and he would say to me, you know, Nicole, I hate exercising, I hate gyms, I'm never going to exercise, I have teenage boys, we have potato chips and pizza, we never have everything, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to go to a gym, I travel, I don't have time, I have whiskey, I have steak, I have whatever, I meet with my clients, I don't go to gyms, especially in hotels, my wife will pay attention to me, she buys whatever the boys want, I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. And I just had a laugh. And then just took it all in and asked him about, you know, his life. And in talking about his life, he's a strategist. When he was a child, he was a chess champion. He grew up to be one of the national chess champions, and he even started chess clubs and started teaching charities for kids in chess. And chess was really his thing, and strategy was really his thing. And you know, he was recognized as a strategist, and articles were written about him in all of these very popular business magazines. And he was really known for his strategy and his thinking and all of this, and his cunning mind, and just he was brilliant. He is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And so, and he was overweight and very ill and really needed to get his body into shape. And he knew he had to do something. And so I said to him, okay, if you're going to work with me, then this is what we're going to do. You're going to work with me for 3 months, which I you know, knew at the end of 3 months he would have an entirely different body and a different life. And I said, and whatever I tell you, you have to give it a go. You know, try it once, try it twice. If it's not for you, great, but give me a chance to find the center of you. And he said, okay, that he was ready to play the game. And so I, you know, called him a Friday and said, okay, I'm going to call you on Monday morning and give you an address of where to show up. I already knew Monday was his free day, and show you where to show up, and wherever address is, you're going to go, and going to report back to me and let me know, you know, how you thought it was and what you did. And of course he was anxious all weekend because he only wanted to know where he was going, and I didn't give him any information. And Monday morning I called him just about a half an hour before, you know, he was to take his very first lesson, which I had arranged for him. And I said, okay, this is the address that you're going to. Don't question it. Just show up and call me afterwards. He called me from the car. And he said, Nicole. I said, yes. He said, Nicole. I said, yes. He said, I'm fencing. I said, absolutely, you're fencing because you're a strategist, because you play chess, because you're a chess champion. Your mind knows this move, that move, this move, that move. If you play chess, your mind will fence and your body will follow the fencing. Your body, you will follow the sword. It is the mind first, the body will follow the consciousness. He called me afterwards, elated, the happiest I have ever heard anyone in my life. Not even 2 months later, he had won his first championship. And within 6 months, he had won more awards than anybody I could ever imagine in fencing. And now, it's a few years later, his body is so fit and he is a fencing champion. And it was absolutely the right thing for him. You know, for some people, it's water polo. To look at somebody's body and to understand what it is that they need. I was working with someone who's a film editor, and people wanted to give him green drinks. They wanted him to play volleyball on a Saturday afternoon with his friends and get him to exercise. And he was very ill, and his doctors were very concerned. And I actually talked to his doctors, and I was called in by his doctors because they didn't know what to do for him. And the same thing I said to him, okay, you know, but I, this is what I took him, and I'm thinking there's nothing in the world that's, you know, he's an editor, lighting people, not his thing. There's nothing in him that was going to play volleyball on a beach on a Saturday afternoon. And so I took him on an archaeological dig in a cave, and all was dark and all the symbols, and he was so drawn to it, and he absolutely loved it. That, you know, his body just started to change and melt away and just carved and reshaped and was ecstatic and happy and connected and joyful. And today he is healthy and well. And so looking at what it is that you enjoy, looking at what is the right fitness exercise for you, looking at how you see your body, how you connect with your body, what is the joy of your body? What is the alignment of you, of fitness, of wellness, and health? So more when we return here on Passionate Living, on Transform Your Body and Transform Your Life.
Look at you in boots of leather, faded jeans, saying something's changing in the weather. Guess I know now what that means. Your desires
lie. Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living. Today we're talking about my Transform Your Life, Transform Your Body program. And Truly, I love teaching this material. I'm so glad that so many of you have been writing in and asking me about this program, and I'm happy to share it. I just thought, since it's the beginning of spring and it's the rebirth and everybody's getting ready for bathing suits and the summer and we're changing our bodies and our life, that this was just fabulous time to go through this again, and we'll go back to working with guests tomorrow. But I think it's important to share this. It's important that you know how to do this. I always love asking people to, you know, if you were a toy, if you were a doll, think about this. If you know, all of a sudden Mattel made a you, you know, what would that doll look like? What would that doll be? I mean, Barbie had a dream house. Barbie had Ken. Barbie had a Corvette. Barbie had a singing career. She had all of these things. You have your G.I. Joes. You have dolls that the eyes change, or dolls that their hair grows longer. We have, you know, dolls that do these amazing things. We have incredible boy and girl dolls, and some are just held, and others are incredible action figures, and others have entire wardrobes and things that go with them, and some have games, video games, or they have lunch boxes or towels or shower curtains or pajamas, all sorts of things. And so if there was to be a doll of you, think about this. All of a sudden, Mattel came to you today and said, you would make a great toy. You would make a great doll. What would that be? Think about what would that be. Think about who would play with it. Kids in this country, in other countries, would you be an international doll or just in your country? And think about what that would represent physically. Very different to have a G.I. Joe than be a Raggedy Ann. Very different to be, you know, Barney or whatever that is that you, you know, intend on being. I know for myself, when I thought about this originally, I thought I'd probably be like Xena the Princess Warrior or something. I'd be a little warrior doll and I'd be all fit and I'd be some sort of action figure. And it's wonderful to sit down and think about, if there was a doll of you, what would that doll be? What would that doll look like? Really take a moment and think about that. I mean, it's great to go through things like this and to be able to see how you see yourself, how energetically you feel, how you fit into your own body, how you fit into the archetype of the world in that body, how you can make that body move, how you can make that body touch others, how you can know if there's, you know, strength or flexibility or agility or character and what it is that you want to bring out to the world. Another great exercise to do for yourself as you're sitting there, and these are all things that you can do. And if one of them all of a sudden just gives you this huge epiphany, please reach out, call me, you know, text me, go online, email me, nbunlimitedlife@gmail.com. And let me know what's happening, because I'm so excited all the time to be able to work with people. And it's amazing, the shifts. It's incredible to see the changes. This other great exercise you can do, as I was just sharing, is to write down, if you were on the cover of a magazine, what magazine would you be on the cover of? If you were on the cover of a magazine, what magazine would you be on the cover of? It's incredible when I ask this, because I've had clients that have said to me, I would be on Knitting Today. Like, I didn't even know that they knit. Or I would be on some horse magazine or some aviator magazine or some Porsche magazine. And other people say Cosmo or Fortune or People, whatever the magazine would be. It's amazing that things that you don't even know about somebody, they would say, I'm going to be on a pet magazine, or I'm going to be on a magazine for guitars or for music. So find what magazine, if you were going to be on the cover of a magazine, what magazine would you be on the cover of? That's number one. Number two, what would you be on the magazine for? Is there an article inside? You just won some award. You just did some humanitarian effort. You just fed the most puppies in the world. You just won a Pulitzer Prize. You just won an Academy Award. Your latest book just is sweeping the world. What would you be on the cover of the magazine for? Would people recognize you when you walk down the street? Would they know you from that magazine? Or is it just a magazine at Travel and Leisure? It could be something local in your area. It could be something very small niche. It could be a button magazine. It could be a crocheting magazine. It could be an antiquing magazine. What magazine would you be on the cover of? Would people recognize you as a person when you walked down the street? Would they read the magazine in your city, in your state, in your country, internationally? Would people recognize you from the magazine? Maybe not. It's okay if they don't, if you're just on the cover for something because there's an article or you made an important mark or stake somewhere. And then what are you wearing on this magazine? If I said to you today, you're going to be on the cover of this magazine, we're doing a photo shoot this afternoon, what are you wearing? Can you write down what you were wearing? Because that's really important, how you see how you would present yourself to the world as the thing that you are so proud of, that you have achieved, that you have accomplished, that you have done, that you have connected with, that is an ambition of yours, that is a desire of yours, that is a dream of yours, that is a passion of yours, that you were on the cover of the magazine for. All of these are just amazing things to be able to align to who you are. And then finding the right alignment to your body. I had a client, a very famous director. He threw his back out on the set. Just absolutely terrible. They took him by ambulance to the hospital. The hospital sent him to a chiropractor. The chiropractor couldn't straighten him out and called me. Said, can you work with him? I said, of course. And they brought him to me. And he came to me and he was actually in the shape of a C. He was just in the shape of a C. And he was completely crooked. And he said, you know, Nicole, I'm 53 years old. I've never done anything physical in my life. I was the smart guy, the funny guy, the guy not picked for the sports team. And I know I have to do something. And while I'm here now, I might as well just work with you. And right at that same time, he leaned forward. And he's a very tall guy. And he said, oh, and God made my arms too short. They don't touch my toes. I'm not flexible and whatever. And so I knew two things. One, I had to get him out of pain. And two, I had to release his back so he could touch his toes so he could know he could do anything. So immediately I was able to get him out of pain. And the next time that he came in, I released his back, and all of a sudden he fell forward and his hands touched the floor and he started to cry. And he's crying and crying and his hands are on the floor. And he got up and he said, pop the champagne. He said, I'm calling my wife and telling her to buy champagne. He said, and I'm telling the first 10 people I see on the street that this is a miracle. He said, I swear I'm telling the first 10 people I see. His entire life changed because he knew he was capable of physical unlimitedness. And as I worked with him, he got stronger and more powerful and more secure. And he ended up becoming a race car driver, which was a lifelong dream. But before he came to me, he couldn't sit in a chair. He couldn't have a meal at a restaurant or at a dining room table with his family because he couldn't sit for that long. He'd have to get up and he'd have to pace, and his back was so bad. And he was constantly standing and he couldn't drive long distances, and he would only drive to work and his back would be racked. And then he cut short. He was a well-known director and he cut short things on the set just because his back was in so much pain. He couldn't be there any longer, so he'd wrap up on the set. And in the first year that from his working with me, he said he tripled his income. He was already uberly successful. He tripled his income in 1 year because he had boundless energy, was able to work, was in creative flow, and it was his lifelong dream to become a race car driver. And once we released the pain and he didn't have the pain in his back, he took up racing, was on the cover. We talk about being on the cover. Was on the cover of several racing magazines. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, Nicole, not only do I not feel pain anymore, I don't remember pain. I don't remember it. I know I lived with it my whole life. I know I used to go to the chiropractor 3, 4, 5 times a week. I know I couldn't sit in a chair. I know I couldn't enjoy a meal. I know that I couldn't sit on the toilet, that I couldn't move, that I couldn't sit on the edge of the bed. I know I was racked with pain. And I swear to you, he said, I don't remember pain. I don't remember what it feels like. Even though consciously I know it was once part of my life, I don't even have a connection to what it feels like. That's how far on the other side he was in being free. And now he was living his lifelong dream. When we connect to the passion, when we connect to the joy, when we connect to the how everything works, you know, I look at things like people's bodies like they're Christmas lights, and I see the ones that are knotted and all the lights that are blinking beautifully, and all I want to do is unknot the lights that aren't working. So all the lights are blinking and blinking and blinking. That's what it is, magical light that's running through your body. We become part with that. We become connected with that. We become aligned to the all that is, and everything works. And I love creating, you know, many miracles for people. I was at a conference once and I was speaking, and some man came over to me and he said, I have to talk to you. He said, I used to skydive. I loved skydiving. He said, not only did I love skydiving, I owned my own plane. Now that's a man that really had a passion for skydiving. He owned his own plane. He said, and 14 years ago, I had a football injury and I blew up my shoulder. I had never been able to skydive. He said, I was listening to you on stage. And so what you're saying is tomorrow I could skydive. So I said, well, let's talk about this. Let's look about what you loved about skydiving. Let's make a list. Let's just sit down now and make a little list of what you loved. What was the passion? What was the joy? What was the connection that impassioned you for so many years about skydiving? Was it the risk? Was it the adventure? Was it the fearlessness? Was it the exhilaration? Let's write it down. And he made his list, and I said, great. So tomorrow, you're going to do something exhilarating. And the next day, you're going to do something fearless. The next day, you're going to take a risk, whether that's asking someone on a date, whether that's investing in a stock, you're going to, whatever that is. But what happens is the conscious mind goes, oh, and it connects to the subconscious and it says, I remember this. And I remember this. Oh, and I remember this. I remember risk. I remember exhilaration. I remember fearlessness. I remember adventure. I remember all of these things. And as the body goes, I remember, and it's waking up, it's turning on those circuits. And one by one, everything realigns, reconnects. And within just a couple weeks, he was skydiving. He's skydiving today, all these years later. And so that's what it is. If you think about a circuit breaker in a house, in the state of an emergency, all of those circuits shut. So you don't have a gas leak, so you don't have a flood. The circuits are so smart, they shut down. Your body does the same thing. Your body has a circuit breaker inside. And you imagine a state of an emergency to protect you. Let me say that again, to protect you. Your body's circuitry shuts down to protect you, so you don't have a brain aneurysm, so you don't have a blood clot. So whatever it is that's needed in the state of an emergency, just like the circuit breaker in your house, the circuit shuts. And all you have to do to be healthy and well and aligned with your vision, dreams, your light, to be pain-free and lead the kind of life you know you always meant to live, is simply to go back and flip that switch on. It's that simple. Oh, that switch is off. You flip it back on. You reconnect it the same way you reconnect your ability to reach, your power to move forward in life. There are so many ways that if I was standing in front of you, I could show you how simply by pulling one arm back where it stops and simply by reaching forward and then pulling that arm back, how much more flexibility and mobility you have, how much more range you have, how much easier it is, how much more you could see and do simply by the process of reaching. And each and every time as I work with stroke victims or arthritis patients or Parkinson's or whatever it is that somebody has, even just, you might not even know what happened. You might say, oh, I've had this, you know, sort of wonky ankle my whole life. I don't really remember ever twisting it, but it's never really been good. Or I really have these weak little wrists. I really don't know when they got to be weak little wrists. I used to think I was pretty darn strong, but you know, my wrists the past few years, they're really sore. They really bother me. Or I have this thing, you know, my neck is all, whatever it is, it can be freed. It can be realigned and reconnected to the you, the physical embodiment of the unlimited you that is capable of reaching everything, capable of moving forward, capable of connecting to absolutely everything that you've ever wanted. So I love working with people that come to me and say, can you fix this? Can you fix that? I have a child who is this. I have, you know, this trick shoulder. I have this thing. I've not been able to lose this weight. My feet. There isn't a single thing that you can't shift and open and realign and reconnect to. It's interesting. People have said to me, and I was just talking about this the other day, they always have this really weird way of complimenting. And people have said to me, you know, where did you get that body? And I always think it's such an odd thing for people to say. And I cannot tell you how many audience members or people write it in or people come up to me from audiences and they'll say that to me. And I always say the same thing. It was connected to my head when I was born. And that's the truth. My body was connected to my head when I was born, and so was yours. And there was a time, if you know, followed my story or know anything about my story, you know, I was in a car that exploded into a ball of flames and disintegrated and it was gone. And, you know, I am an absolute walking miracle because I was told I would not be here and, you know, that my body was destroyed. And I didn't believe that because I had muscle memory and I had amazing memories of doing incredible things in my life. And instead of listening to doctors and listening to experts around the world, I chose to trust what I knew to be true, which is that we are born with an unlimited body and that we all have the ability to be free within that body. And we are here for the heaven on earth experience, and that each and every one of us can have the physical life and dream that we've always wanted to enjoy. And I went on my own journey of putting myself back together again and came back to the United States and said, okay, now I need to teach. And I have since set up programs at hospitals worldwide and fitness centers and spas and gyms and clubs. And there are almost 59 countries, I think, are, you know, working with my programs right now, my fitness programs. And I love teaching people around the world, but more important, I love teaching you. I love teaching the individuals that write to me and talk to me and ask me, can you help me, or can you go through this again, or can you tell me again how to go about creating this unlimited life? And you can take any barrier and any wall and any hurdle and make it a gate. And just get to the gate and say, okay, so before I go forward, what is it that I wanted to look at and know? And even if the hinges are rusted, we can always go through a gate. And I can tell you, and I can assure you, that you can have that physical freedom that you've always wanted to live. You can have the body crafted and the shape that you wanted. You can have that dream life and the energy. You can have the vitality. You can have the strength. You can have the health. You can have the presence. You can have the glory. You can have each and every one of your dreams in the body that you have right now. And I know it's possible because I went through those doors and I came out the other side, which is now my gift to be able to give it to you and share it with you and teach it to you, and to be able to tell you that it is possible, and you can transform your body and transform your life. And so it's been a joy being with you. I wish you all an incredible beginning to spring as the flowers are flourishing and life is beginning. It's a beautiful holiday season as we have the Easter and Passover set in front of us. And as we think about everything that we have the opportunity to see, if we look, think about all of these flowers blossoming and all of this life that's in front of us, your life, the very same way, is in front of you. You can open to the possibility and the knowingness that it is possible to live an unlimited life in physical form. It is possible to have heaven on earth. It is possible to align your body to the right exercises, the right nutrition, the right joy, the right happiness, the right wellness, the right connectedness to the you that came in, the you that was reaching and striving from its very first breath, and the you that went through a childhood of motion and a teenage life of motion, grew into an adult life, and to connect with what brought that body joy, what its natural instincts were for you, not for someone else, what your natural instincts are to move forward. So I wish you a happy life, an unlimited life, an unbridled life of bliss, of joy, and mostly a life of passion. We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow night on Passionate Living. Until then, wishing you the world.